Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is an amazing person, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of my heroes, and I don't have a lot of them, but she's one of them. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody on the planet works harder for small business than she does. She is a force. She's not a human being. She's a force in nature. And for you, for small business owners, every night you go to bed, you should rest a little easier knowing she's in Washington, D.C., going best two falls out of three with the dummies up there. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Good to have you back, Karen. And thanks for 16 great years. How about that?
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you were just a baby when we found you.
I was. I was a very smart one.
You were. You were precocious, no question about it. You were a prodigy. Hey, Karen, I want to congratulate you on a new initiative that you've launched just yesterday on tracking regulations. Tell the audience about that, please.
Sure, Jim. The Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, we launched the Center for Regulatory Solutions. And we think this is really important, given the current regulatory state right now, just the amazing number of regulations that are coming out of Washington, the economy-wide impact that those regulations have, you know, and the fact that the American public is beginning now to understand the impact of regulations,
right,
the negative impact on the economy. So we think there is an opportunity from a political and legislative perspective to, maybe bring some sanity to this process. So the Center for Regulatory Solutions really is a platform to advance solutions, to educate the public, and to move forward with an agenda that creates some regulatory common sense.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to identify the new ones and educate people on them, highlight the ones that caused, that are already passed, that are already causing so much damage, and try to get those changed? What are you going to do?
Well, there's a couple of things. And one is, I mean, education is going to be key in terms of educating the Congress and the public,
right,
about the negative impact of regulations. But already in a poll that we did, 70% of the public believe that the American economy is being mostly hurt by regulation. So there are some really good ideas and legislation right now that's in the House, that's in the Senate. So we're going to help create momentum behind them in terms of making the regulatory system more accountable, more transparent, more open,
mm-hmm,
to the public and small business owners, and also very specific regulations on the healthcare front, on the environmental and energy front, to hopefully rein in and pull back some of the initiatives that are really damaging the economy, certainly healthcare. I mean, Jim, you know,
yeah,
in terms of what the impact of Obamacare has been.
It's,
I mean, there are a lot of ways right now that we can help sort of make that situation better.
Here's the word, the only word to describe the impact of Obamacare on the marketplace and in the economy: unprecedented negative, unprecedented.
And, you know, and Jim, if you like, you know, what, you know, what Obamacare has done in the health, for your health insurance, just speak to some of the energy and greenhouse gas regulations due for, you know, the affordability and the availability of energy for the,
right,
average consumer,
right,
or average small business owner. So, you know, President Obama said that he is going to get really active.
Yeah, he's going to get his phone out. You know, Karen,
is,
one of the things, mm-hmm, I would like to say about regulations, if I rubbed a bottle and a genie popped out and said, I'm going to give you one wish, and it'll be this, you can do one thing and whatever you want, and it could do more to solve our government problems and our economic problems. Here's what I would do. I wouldn't do anything but this. I would say every regulation that's ever been passed, every regulation that is passed in the future, has a five-year sunset. And then every 5 years, somebody, the Congress has to vote on renewing it. It has to be deemed renewable and qualified. Otherwise, it drops off and it goes away. What do you think?
I think that would be more
benefit than anything else we could do. What do you think?
I agree. And there is legislation like that up on Capitol Hill. But I think even before that, Jim, I mean, look at 4,000 regulations are in the pipeline right now. 4,000, Jim.
Wow.
This is out of control. We're going to call it the
Regulation Sunset Movement, folks. Let's get that started. The Regulation Sunset Movement. The Tea Party can do it. We can do it. 20 till. Right back with Karen Kerrigan. SBECouncil.org is her website. Please check it out and find out about her new Center for Regulatory Solutions. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.